Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Hazel Dean, and you're listening to the Friday Morning Show on Joy 94.9.
Joining me on the line all the way from the UK is the lovely Hazel Dean. How are you going, Hazel?
Hello.
Listen to those old songs. It must be like stepping back in time. Everyone loves those classic tracks. Describe life as a pop star in the 80s.
Life as a pop star in the 80s. It was mad, lots of running around from sort of all over Europe. Every year I would tour America. It was fantastic. It was great fun and, I loved every minute of it, really.
Teaming up with Stock Aitken Waterman was a smart move. They became known as the Hit Factory. How did you find working within that well-oiled machine?
Well, remember, I was there sort of from the very start.
Exactly.
I mean, they had their first top five with me, so I kind of saw it, you know, I sort of remember it in the sort of very early days, so I sort of travelled along with it. And yes, as the years went by and there were a lot more artists, then it did become very different because they were sort of rolling stuff out all the time. So, you know, I sort of probably loved it in the early days, really, when we were sort of doing, mainly sort of whatever I do and around that period, the first album.
Because Stock Aitken Waterman were responsible for so many massive hits from so many stars, from Donna Summer, Rick Astley, Banana Mama, and our own Kylie Minogue. Now, speaking of which...
that's when it really did become like the machine.
Yeah.
You know, where you would just go in and do your vocal, and whereas in the old days, I would sort of be there, you know, more, really. I'd be in the studio a lot more than what I was as time went by, whereas I would be sort of maybe in the studio when a lot of the track was going down and stuff like that. You kind of just went in and did your vocal and that was it, really.
It was more hands-on in the early days?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It was more fun for me in the early days.
Now, speaking of Kylie, you covered a track called Turn It Into Love, which was on Kylie Minogue's first album. How did that come about?
Because there were a lot of things, it was very much, I mean, it's like with Tamla Motown, they did a very sort of similar kind of thing, whereas if one person didn't particularly like a track or their voice didn't work, then it would go on to someone else. Can't say I particularly liked that idea, but that's kind of how it happened, really. Obviously, I recorded it first, and then it was on Kylie's album, and I actually don't know why. I don't know whether it's because she liked the song I don't really know. It's not something I particularly like, but that's the way it was. Hey, this is Hazel Dean, and I'd love you all to have a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Now, next week, actually, you're meeting up with some old friends again at a very special concert happening at London's O2 Arena.
Oh, yes.
What's happening, Hazel?
I'm looking forward to that, actually. We're doing the O2 Arena, which is called the Pete Waterman's Christmas Cracker. We were originally meant to do it in the summer at Hyde Park, but we had such bad weather, and that was back in July. And unfortunately, the Westminster Council Health and Safety just wouldn't let the show go on because the ground was just, it was just so bad, and they considered it to be too dangerous. So this was the day before. We'd already done one day's rehearsal, and the day before the event, they just pulled it, basically. And so it didn't go ahead. But anyway, you know, the great thing is they've managed to reschedule it, and it's going to be a big event at the O2 Arena next week.
Obviously, it's going to be quite a reunion because a lot of the artists haven't seen each other for quite some time. And when was the last time you saw Kylie and Jason and Bananarama, for example?
Well, probably the last time I saw Bananarama was at probably some airport back in the 80s. I was always bumping into them at airports. I did go to see one of her concerts sort of back in the 90s, I think. The last time I actually remember seeing Kylie Minogue was back in the 80s, and it was my birthday party.
Oh, cool.
I think we were up in Scotland or somewhere. We were doing one of the PWL tours, and we had like a big dinner thing, and that's the last time I can actually remember physically seeing her and chatting.
Getting up to the current now, Hazel, your great news for your fans is that your classic albums have actually been given the deluxe treatment, which is fantastic. And all your music is on iTunes these days as well. Looking back over your career, now it's all digital. What's it like working in the digital age now? Because it was so different from back in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. But then I've gone along with that because I work in the studios all the time because I work with a friend, an old friend of mine, a guy called Peter Ware.
Yeah.
And as a production team anyway, so I've kind of, yes, it is very difficult, but it's a lot better really, it's a lot easier. You know, it's much better than the old days with the old desk. I mean, that side of it, studio-wise, I love it. It's fantastic.
These days, you're signed to UK label Energize Records, home to our own Peter Wilson and Sammy Paul. The new single has been added to Joy 94.9's Daytime playlist. It's a cover of the 1997 Laura Branigan classic, Shattered Glass. What made you choose that track? Was it a personal favourite of yours?
Well, the whole album are the songs that are... Well, the songs from the sort of classic high energy sort of 80s period where they're songs that I thought were great songs and in many ways should have been bigger hits. There's a song on there called I Believe in Dreams, recorded it over here. It's a fantastic song. And, you know, I mean, it did fantastically well in the high energy sort of arena, but it never sort of crossed over. And it's one of those things, it's one of those songs that I just felt should have crossed over. There's a few songs on there like that. And just general songs from that period in time that I particularly liked. And Shattered Glass, just I always have thought, what a great song. You know, I had the choice. You know, I could choose what songs I wanted to, and so that was one of the songs we chose.
Finally, Hazel, Joy 94.9 is Australia's only gay lesbian radio station. I have to ask, when are you going to visit us down under and maybe perform Mardi Gras, for example?
Well, you know, I've always been asked about it, but I've never been, well, I've never really been invited.
Okay, look at them onto you.
Me and, you know, I won't be coming over. It's a long way to go. I mean, it's as simple as that. I've never been invited.
We'll get the people onto that.
Yeah, you get the people onto it. And because, yeah, I mean, it sounds fantastic. And I'm sure I'd love to come over. I'm surprised I haven't been over to Australia really because I think singles have been done quite well there, haven't they really?
They have, and a couple are on our daytime playlist, which is great.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
Now the new single Shattered Glass from Hazel Dean's upcoming album is on iTunes right now. Check out the album early next year. Now Hazel, thank you so much for joining us today on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
And have a fabulous Christmas as well.
Oh, thank you.
Have a great time at the concert and say hi to Kylie for us.
That I will do. Hi, this is Hazel Dean and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.